Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community situation, and it gets better when you part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops that quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Get out of here.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded man, well hung in snow white tan. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up in his mind, like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed a man, I had to break up the band.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon. How are you, Brad?
I'm not bad, thank you.
Good, thanks. It's another warm one today. I feel it in the studio.
An oven
furnace, whatever you want to call it. I can already feel my throat drying up. And we've only been here for 5 minutes, yeah. If that. We've got a pretty good show planned for today. A lot of good music with some themes. Starting off with Paul McCartney's Band on the Run. It's Paul McCartney's 84th birthday today, so 84. Yeah. Still going strong. Happy birthday to Paul McCartney. And we've started... Well, we did David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust as well. The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, released just 2 days ago, 54 years ago. Celebrating its 54th anniversary, believe it or not. Long time. Couldn't believe how long that album's been out. An iconic album, nonetheless. Part of his Ziggy Stardust persona. One of the most iconic alter egos. Yeah. In music. Yeah. Before we get into the next song quickly, whilst I let my throat sort of hydrate, I did have some quiz questions last week to celebrate the start of the World Cup. So yeah. I'm gonna read them out to you, the answers, but I'll repeat the questions as well. And so the first one was, in the 2010 South African World Cup, who was the only team in the tournament to go unbeaten, despite being knocked out in the group stage? So it wasn't Spain, of course, who went on to win the tournament that year. It was actually New Zealand. Oh. Getting three draws in their group, so 3 points, and still got eliminated, but were the only unbeaten team in that World Cup that year. The second one is, in the opening ceremony to the 1994 American World Cup, which of these musicians infamously missed a penalty and you had a choice of three. It was either Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin, or Chaka Khan. The answer is Diana Ross. She hit the penalty at the side. It didn't even go in the net, but the net still exploded open for her to walk through. The original plan was she scores the penalty, then the net explodes. But she ended up missing the penalty while singing the song I'm Coming Out, which, spoiler alert a little bit, we'll play that for you whilst we're on topic. The third one was, who was the top scorer of all time? As of last Thursday, that record has been since equaled by a certain little Argentinian by the name of Lionel Messi. But we'll do the answer for who was at the time, and it's a German striker. It was Miroslav Klose with 16 goals.
Nice.
And the final question was, which player was sent off for England during the game against Argentina in the round of 16 in France 98, that infamous game? Formerly a Manchester United player, it's Sir David Beckham.
Ah.
With a tackle on Diego Simeone, and he got himself sent off for that. And it's still talked about to this day.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. So if you've got any of those answers right, unfortunately there's no like prize, but you do get dignity. That's the biggest prize of them all. If you did get them questions right, do contact us and we'll give you a little shout out as well, like as a little bonus. But right, whilst we let our throat sort of hydrate and have a quick hydration break, as you have seen in the World Cup actually with hydration breaks, funny enough, I'm going to play some Diana Ross, as she was mentioned a short while ago, and this was the song she was singing when she missed that penalty. I'm Coming Out.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to gone before.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out Here on Communities Live. As I mentioned, the song she performed in the USA 94 Open Ceremony when she missed that penalty, but the ceremony still went ahead after as planned. As I said, it was meant to be that she scores the penalty and the net explodes. She missed it, the net still exploded anyway, so swift recovery, you could say.
Yeah.
Some heavy metal news here now that I've known for the last few days.
Yeah.
A certain guitarist has been awarded an MBE for services to charity.
Yeah.
I am talking about the one and only Mr. Tony Iommi.
Rock legend, metal legend.
Metal legend. Yeah. Defied all odds with guitaring after being told he might not play after losing his fingers.
Yeah.
And the only person who I know who's made leather rubber tips to fulfill, and it ended up working well, and ended up founding heavy metal in general.
Definitely, yeah.
Who knows? Who would know? Like losing your finger, then inventing a music genre.
Losing your fingertips by heavy metal, then creating heavy metal.
That's a great way of advertising, actually.
Yeah,
that could be like a documentary name for him or something. If he ever gets a documentary. So of course we're going to play some Black Sabbath shortly because it'd be rude not to.
Definitely.
Just to answer a question that I asked myself last week about the pub where Iron Maiden started it all. The name of the pub's the Cotton Horses.
Yeah.
It's located in London, and it's not hard to miss. There is Iron Maiden decor everywhere outside
stands
of
out,
it,
then. Yeah.
And advertising the Trooper beer too.
Nice.
So if you're ever around that part of London, I think it's near Stratford, actually.
I may have to make a trip to London.
So
myself,
just a trip to London, like a little venture.
Yeah,
you could go there. But yes, we are going to jump into some Black Sabbath. This one's my personal favourite out of all Sabbath songs. From the iconic Paranoid album.
Yeah.
Only their second album that was released after their first one, self-titled Black Sabbath. Mm. A unique riff, and a lot of people who I see try and play this. I am talking about Iron Man, and congratulations to Tony again for his services to charity, hence why he has this MBE on the King's birthday list. But we will let you listen to some masterpiece, and it is Iron Man.
Thank you.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
This is Sheffield Live.
Black Sabbath and Iron Man here on Communities Live, and what a great song that is.
Brilliant song, yeah.
And if you missed earlier, just before the song, Brad had a little like slogan like on the spot. It was like, was it destroyed by, fingers destroyed by iron, but created iron?
Yeah, something like that.
Or
yeah.
Metal. No, destroyed by metal.
Fingers destroyed by metal, but then you ended up creating heavy metal yourself.
Yeah, I never even thought about that, yeah. So I'm going to use that from now on, I think. Whenever we bring Black Sabbath up. But originally that song was apparently going to be called Iron Bloke.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne came up with that name after hearing the riff, and he says, it sounds like a big Iron Bloke like walking around. So
yeah,
it was
originally
going to be Iron Bloke, changed it to Iron Man. But it has no correlation to Marvel's Iron Man. It's nothing to do with Tony Stark.
Which was out first? Was it this song that was out first, or was it Marvel that had the idea first?
I think the comic was created way before.
Because I never know when stuff first came out. Yeah, the Marvel stuff.
So the Marvel character was created first, right. But the Sabbath one has nothing to do.
It just happened to be called that.
Yeah, yeah, just a whole different concept. But I just can't picture that intro where Ozzy's saying, "I am Iron Bloke."
Yeah,
I can't picture that. And I think it'd just be quite comedic, actually.
Yeah, it would.
But of course, Tony Iommi getting his MBE on the King's birthday list for his services to charity after he sold one of his guitars for, I think it was about $53,000.
Oh, nice.
And also opening the new and improved cancer ward at Birmingham Hospital after being a cancer survivor himself earlier this year. And we can't thank Tony enough for his services, and we love his music. I think he's still got some upcoming music coming out this year.
Has his solo album not come out yet?
Not yet, otherwise I would have...
Because I heard about that like beginning of this year.
Once we know about the music, we'll get into that and play some, because we like to treat our listeners with good music. We'll have some good music coming up soon. I just wanted to briefly talk about last night's football game.
Okay.
And England-Croatia, we won 4-2.
Oh, nice.
Some people went out to watch it. Some may have sat in the comfort of their own homes with a nice cup of tea or a hot chocolate. Others may have gone to the pub and had a few pints and whatnot. There possibly was some sore heads this morning. We'll never know.
Yeah.
But decent game, decent result. Our defence was a bit questionable at times, especially in the first half, which needs to improve, because once we get further on, if we get out of the group, which I'm confident we will...
Yeah.
The bigger, badder teams, your likes of France, Spain, Argentina, that's a worry. So we just need to tighten the defence up. But a good start to the tournament nonetheless. And a nice fast-paced game as well, rather than the normal kicking about and starting off slow. Which is good to see. And our next game will be on Tuesday next week at 9 o'clock again when we face Ghana in Boston, where Scotland have just been. And Scotland reportedly have drank many bars dry in Boston. So hopefully they've restocked for England. So I imagine they love the Brits now. especially Scotland. Drinking all their beer and giving them plenty of money. I heard from somewhere, actually, a bar staff at one of the bars in Boston made about $1,000 worth of tips.
Oh, really?
Just from Scotland fans.
Well, like on that one day?
In one day, apparently, yeah. That takes some doing. I'm not sure what the tip charge is in Boston. I know it varies depending which city and state you go in. But that's a lot of tips. And He made made the guy a very happy happy guy. Yeah. $1,000 to spend on nice. Himself. And we're going to get into some next music now. And this album was the debut album of a band so good they named themselves twice.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Duran Duran. The album was called Duran Duran. And I had a decision to make of which song to play because there is many good songs on that album. Released 45 years ago, just the 45. Other day. 1981, 45 years ago, believe it or not. I chose this song. It's quite catchy as well. And I'm going to let you listen to it. And this is Planet Earth.
Like some
thought we'd play two songs there. So Duran Duran's Planet Earth from the album Duran Duran, released 45 years ago, as I mentioned. And thought we'd play a bit of Michael Jackson with Billie Jean, because the music biopic titled Michael is now the highest grossing music biopic ever.
I'm not surprised.
Surpassing Bohemian Rhapsody, which was the Queen biopic, but it's officially been declared as the number one music biopic. I think it might be a bit difficult to beat.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Neither. I haven't had a chance to see it, but from what I've heard, reading reviews and everything, I'm not surprised it's gone up there.
Yeah, if you ever do get a chance, definitely go and watch it if you do get a chance. Yeah,
it'll probably be out on DVD soon, I imagine, or streaming platforms as well. Yeah. I know Sky Store's already advertised it.
Yeah.
So we look forward to watching that again, and first time for me. We're going to move a bit closer to home with music now, a bit of Sheffield music. Pulp.
Yeah.
Doing stuff yet again, coming back. They have announced a film and an album will release a bit later this year. The film is titled What Do You Do for an Encore? Which I can just picture Jarvis Cocker saying. Now it's a proper Jarvis Cocker saying.
Yeah.
And it's like, it sounds like something you'd do when you announce the next song. Like, what would you do for an encore? Yeah. And then play a new song. And the album, which will be titled Live, with an exclamation mark at the end. We look forward to that. It will be released exclusively on a streaming platform called Mubi. I think I've said that right. It's spelled M-U-B-I. That the movie will release later, but the album comes out first, 28th of August, so we haven't got too long to wait.
Okay.
I look forward to hearing about this.
Yeah.
Pulp are a non-stop band either. They just keep going till they can't no more. And I believe that they may have the plaque from the old lead mill, because I didn't see it on the side of the building the other week when I passed. Okay. So someone's got it. Is it them? Who knows?
We can pretend it's them.
I want to picture it's them, because it'll just ruin my thoughts.
Yeah.
But Pulp have been around for a long, long time.
They have, yeah.
And they helped shape the Sheffield music scene in the 80s. Mm. And their first ever gig was actually at the Lead Mill.
Was it really?
Yeah, 1980.
Really?
So it's hence why the Lead Mill became what it was before.
Very influential.
Very influential. Yeah. They're one of the first people to perform there as well, I think.
Well, in like
after the Lead Mill had become the Lead Mill as it was. A sadly missed venue. Site's still there if you want to reminisce, but the Lead Mill as it was is been gone for about a year now. We've talked about it plenty of times on the show in the last year when we've had guests on. Still a tragedy.
It is.
Sheffield's been losing music scenes for a while now, sadly, because in the 80s Sheffield actually dominated like the UK music scene.
There would have been loads of venues Human
League, Pulp, Def Leppard, various genres. ABC, just to name a few. And then Manchester overtook it with the likes of Stone Roses, Oasis. Mm. So it's been dominated by the North for the 80s and 90s. Hopefully Sheffield's music scene picks back up. We do have tramlines coming up in about a month. Myself and Chris will be there, hopefully getting some interviews for the show. And I look forward to doing the media part. It'll be the first time for me. And I look forward to seeing who I'll be able to interview and share with all our listeners. But with Pulp, who performed last year, they were headliners on the Friday. I remember seeing them. I was working on the gates, scanning tickets as a volunteer. I got given the chance to roam around. Mm. Once I finished my shift, Pulp would come on. I thought it'd be rude not to... not to see them on the main stage, right next to Hillsborough Stadium. And I remember one bit, for the front row, Jarvis stepped down the stage, and then he was like, I'm going to play a game, I'm going to look at you, look into your eyes, and I'm going to guess which part of Sheffield you're from.
Oh, really?
He didn't get one right.
Oh, really?
He was going around, he's like, you're from Woodhouse, you're from Hillsborough.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, we're not. I think he does it each time, but it's a nice little fun interaction. Yeah. And you get to be face to face with Jarvis Cocker. Yeah. What's not to
that
love?
Fun.
We are going to play some Pulp now, and this is one of their biggest hits from the album Different Class, and still here. Well, still heard in many places, and it's always good to have a dance when you hear this song, Disco 2000.
Bye. Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Pulp of Common People, Disco 2000. I was looking at the album and I realised...
Same album.
Different class. Wasn't quite the song I was expecting, the single edit, so apologies if it wasn't what you were hoping to listen to, but still good nonetheless. I'm sure we can make it up sometime. Common People also been a good song. I had to choose between the two. It's like, if you've watched The Matrix, it's like choosing the red pill or the blue pill. Mm. It's one of those decisions.
Yeah.
And I ultimately chose Disco 2000. And if someone may have been having a little dance, not in this heat though, I hope.
Yeah,
it's hard walking around in heat. Never mind, dancing around and throwing yourself everywhere. The final couple of minutes of the show now. Sadly, it's coming to an end again. Sad times. Sad times. A bit of public relations. We'll finish off with. Of course, we are looking for volunteers at the. At Communities Live, still plenty of chairs around this table.
Yeah,
we can always squeeze an extra room if we can. We're more than happy to accommodate, bringing ideas to the table and just chatting about just good stuff.
Yeah,
whether it's films, TV, music, games, all sorts. Just have it, just a general chat.
Mm.
And unfortunately, we can't give you a coffee or anything in the studio, all the electrical equipment.
Don't want to spill it by accident.
We could if we would. You have a coffee outside the studio, but we can't do it
in the room itself.
But we can treat you very well, and you will enjoy being here. We have a fantastic team already.
We do.
Unfortunately, two couldn't be here today, but when we're all together, it's just brilliant.
It is, yeah.
So if you want to get involved, there is information on the website. If you go to the Sheffield Live website, and you can also contact our producer, Chris, at chrisinelli@89gmail.com. chrisinelli89@gmail.com, just to say that. And just quickly before we end on the final song, which also celebrated an anniversary for the US Billboard, you're looking for a drummer for your band.
I am, yeah.
Actively looking. How's it going so far? I mean, you're still searching. So.
Yeah, I've not found any drummers yet. Drummers are really, really hard to find. So,
if
anyone knows anyone, or you are yourself a drummer, get in touch with us, and if you're interested.
To speak to Brad here, because drummers are hard.
Yeah.
They're hard to look at and find, and it's a hard instrument to play as well. Want a decent one. You never know. Or you can speak to an old friend of ours, Josh Gollidge, who was in the studio the other week, who's a fantastic drummer.
Yeah.
As we heard his song just a couple of weeks ago now, his new song. Yeah. However, he's tussling with about four bands, so availability might be limited.
Yeah, he might be stretched quite thin if I ask him either.
Yeah, but if there are any drummers out there, do get in touch with Brad, because I'd love to see Brad's band play.
Yeah.
And it'd be a nice treat. But we are at the end of the show now, and thank you for joining me, Brad.
It's
always been a good show.
I always enjoy being here.
Yeah, and we will hopefully see you next Thursday, as usual, at 12 o'clock, whilst you enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
We're going to end with a bit of Fleetwood Mac now. This song, 49 years ago, reached number one at the US Billboard.
Nice.
It's not quite the big anniversary, you have to wait a year for that.
Yeah.
But this song from the album Rumours is such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful song. And we're going to end with Dreams. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you soon.
See you next week.